Boys and girls, has anybody got a very good memory and can tell me what we have been looking at for the last five Sundays? Lucas, you tell me. The Ten Commandments, that's right. For extra points, can anyone tell me where in our Bibles the Ten Commandments are to be found? Go on, Ethan, you try it. Exodus, extra points for a chapter. Oh, new bit of information. So it's Exodus and chapter 20. So when we want to go home and look these up for ourselves, we go to Exodus and chapter 20. Well, what are these Ten Commandments is the next question we have to ask. And the first thing we have to say about the Ten Commandments is that they are God's good rules. If God is good, and we believe God is a good God, then all of his rules are also good, aren't they? So they are God's good rules. But we've also been saying that they're something else. What have we been saying? And I've got a wee clue here. What have we been saying these Ten Commandments are? Hannah. We're going to come on to that one, Robbie. They're like a mirror. That's right. They're like a mirror. And what do they show us, Ethan? They show us what we're like inside. Okay, they show us what we're like inside. So, to recap, Hannah, I'm coming back to you. Do you remember what commandment number one was? God is number one. God is number one. And then the second commandment, who remembers what the second commandment was? No idols. That's right, no idols. Thank you very much, Nathaniel. The only one sneaky enough to look at my mirror. Number three. Who remembers what number three was? Go on then, Nate. Do not misuse God's name. Excellent. What about number four? Who remembers number four? What do you think? What do you think, Robbie? You tell me. Excellent. So keep Sunday special is what we said. But that's right. Remember the Sabbath day. And last week we looked at commandment number five. Who remembers that? Go on then, Sarah. Honour your mother and your father. Honour your father and your mother. Excellent. Well, here's a tester because we haven't gone through the sixth commandment yet because that's what we're doing. But does anyone know what the sixth commandment is? Back to you, Ethan. Do not murder. You shall not murder. And that is to be found in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13. Do not murder. Okay, does anyone know what murder means? What does it mean to murder? Leah. Do not kill. That's right. And even more specifically, it means do not kill wrongly. Do not kill wrongly. Well, why is it such a bad thing to murder? Why is murder such a bad thing? What do you think, Ethan? You're taking someone's life. And why is that a bad thing? Do you know, Robbie? It is a crime. That's right. And taking life is very serious, but there's one big reason that taking life, taking human life, is even more serious than we maybe think. And that is because we as human beings are all made in God's image. That means that God made us special. God made us special. And so while God made all creatures, everything that lives, all of the animals, he made people different. He made us in his own image. And so to take the life of a human being is very, very serious indeed because their lives are precious. Well, we said that these are God's good rules. Why do we need God's good rules about murder? Well, we need God's good rules about murder because murder happens. People do kill each other. We see that this happened right from the very beginning. It happened right at the beginning of our Bibles when we read about two brothers, Cain and Abel. And Cain killed his brother, Abel. And we don't exactly know why, but we think it was probably because he was jealous of his brother. He killed his brother. And we see it on the news sometimes, don't we? We hear about it happening even today. So for all of history, people have murdered. But do you think the world would be better with no murder? Do you think the world would be better if no one was killed? Yeah, we're nodding our head. It would, because God's good rules say, do not murder. And so we know that this would be better. But second, we also said this is a mirror, didn't we? We said that these commandments are a mirror. So have you kept this commandment, is the question that this mirror asks us. Have you kept this commandment to not murder? What do you think? Most of us nod our heads at this point, don't we? We nod our heads because most of us haven't actually killed another person, which is good. But 1400 years after God gave these commandments to Moses, a man called Jesus lived. We talk about Jesus a lot in these kids' talks, don't we? Because Jesus was God's son. And Jesus spoke to some people when he was on earth. And he said, if you have anger towards someone, you have committed murder in your heart. Look at this verse. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. You have heard it was said long ago, you shall not murder. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. You see, it's not just about what we do with our hands. It's also about what we think with our heads and what we feel in our hearts. And so when I said, have you ever broken this commandment? And you all said, no. Well, when we find out what this commandment really means from Jesus, and I ask you, have we ever broken this commandment? Have you ever been angry with someone else? Have you ever been angry with your brothers or sisters or your friends or your mum or your dad or someone at school? Most of us will nod our heads. Yes, we have. We all fail. Everyone in this church has broken this commandment. We all fail. But there was one person who didn't fail with this commandment. There was one person who never broke this commandment, who was never angry in a wrong way, who never killed someone wrongly. And that person was Jesus. These are God's good rules, but we don't keep them. These are a mirror to show us what we're like, and we can see that we're in trouble because we have failed. And so we know that we need Jesus. Why do we need Jesus? Well, because we have broken this commandment, we need forgiveness. And only Jesus, who lived this perfect life and never ever broke this commandment, who then died for our sins, can earn us that forgiveness. But we also need his perfection, because we will go on breaking this commandment. We will not be perfect even if we trust in Jesus, and so we need his perfection, which covers us. And we also need his help. We need his help to live this way. These are God's good rules. And so we need his help to live. Not being angry at our brothers and sisters and our friends and our mums and our dads, but loving them instead. So that we can keep God's good rules as best we can. Okay?